DW.
Apparently, my local underground station is Berlin's new hotspot for homeless drunks who steal with abandon from the nearby supermarket and use the lobby of an adjoining medical centre as a toilet for all occasions. Such, at least, was the word in a report I read last week. It's so bad, the word continued, that the two establishments have hired security guards to man the situation. I've seen the men in black, but not quite the level of contemporary Dickensian grime and squalor the report was giving out. Admittedly, the spot in question is no postcard idyll, but for some of the familiar faces there, it's served as home for more years than either the supermarket or the medical centre have existed. Depending on who you speak to, there are now between 6 and 20,000 people living on the streets of Berlin. The majority of them are men. Many are heavy drinkers. And there aren't many places that open their doors to homeless alcoholics in this city, or even this country. In fact, there's just one. It was started 20 years ago by a vicar with the Heilig Kreuz Passion who wanted to put a roof over the heads of the men he used to see boozing on the central green strip of a road in the city's Kreuzberg district. What began as a relatively informal undertaking for a handful of hardened drinkers has become a well-structured church and state-financed shelter for 46 male alcoholics of all ages and many nationalities. It's also become an example, says Ulrich Davids, who runs the place, of one way to deal with a problem that desperately needs to be solved.
He
says the city has to rethink the way it deals with homelessness. Although he's had politicians come in and out of the shelter, waxing lyrical about its achievements and claiming it as the best, if not only, way forward, they've yet to progress beyond lip service. And that's frustrating for Davids, who sees how well the concept works. In providing our men, as he calls them, with a place that offers food, companionship, clothing, guidance and social welfare benefits, and where their alcoholism is tolerated, he and his colleagues have created an environment in which some even manage to kick the habit altogether. Martin is one of them. He's now 63, and even though he's been sober for 2 years and 4 months, he doesn't want to leave his room that comes with a balcony and a sweeping view over the street where the idea for the shelter was first born. Largely, he says, because he doesn't think he'd cope well alone. But also because living with alcoholics is a reminder of the brutality and ruin he's managed to escape. Ruin is the bare bones of what alcohol abuse causes. And the shelter goes some way to countering that by offering those on the absolute fringes of society a way in from the cold, in more ways than one. And in so doing, it generates acceptance of people with a condition that, whether we like to admit it or not, affects millions all over the world and untold thousands in Berlin alone. In the 6 years that Ulrich Davids has been running his place on the Nostitzstraße, he's received no complaints from outside. Not a single one, he says. But what he has received is generosity. He's seen the size of the neighbourhood's heart. Businesses and residents donate food, clothing and money. And if one of the men is spotted looking lost or too far gone, local people bring them back to the home. To their home, which, though in the same city as the alleged new hotspot for rough-sleeping alcoholics, is a million miles from the medical centre, where a security guard now mans the door. DW.